Are we back? All right. It's 11:40. It's Norm's retirement show. It's the last time he's going to be on the air regularly here, Monday through Friday, 10 to noon. And in studio right now, we have the entire ticket team. It's the Musers, George and Craig. We have Dan and Jake off of vacation here in studio, and the Hard Line.
Yeah, Norm.
Corby, Bob, Davey.
Norm.
What was that?
Well, Davey's here. Well, we know Davey's here. For sure. Hey, say what you got to say. You're here. Oh, why the heck are you here?
Why are we here?
Yeah.
Well, it's been a hell of a week, right?
Yeah.
Have you been able to sleep much?
Not last night.
Well, yeah, that was... By the way, great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just doing it?
You know, she's in here.
Yeah, she's right here.
Yeah,
she's right,
yeah, she's right there.
Right. So she'll know it was...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what time did you get in last night?
Well, we left here about 10 after 12. Got home a little after 1.
Too far.
And then you woke up. Did you wake up at 5 again?
5:45 this morning.
I heard George say this too. Are you going to be able to sleep in?
No.
At all?
No.
That was a quick answer.
No, that's easy. Because all those years of waking up at 3 or 3:15 for KLIF.
That's warped you.
Yeah, it's warped.
But you guys, you're able, when you're away for like 2 weeks, can your body adjust to get up at 7:30 or something?
Yeah, but then, 6:30 maybe, you know, that's sleeping in 2 hours. That's about when I'll get up on vacation. The older you get, the earlier you get up. You don't like sleeping late, maybe because you figure your time is getting more valuable.
You have to tinkle.
Make the most of each day.
You have to tinkle. Thank you for not saying that your time's getting smaller.
It's getting
Craig.
More valuable.
That. Yes, thank you. Yes.
Well, yes. We just hope that he can go to bed late tonight and celebrate, even on the weekend. Like, don't go to bed at 6:45.
Oh, no, there's going to be
dinner at 4:30.
There's going to be some Merlot open tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of that, I didn't bring wine, but I did bring some champagne.
All right.
This is Georgie.
I think this is, you know, it's a sad moment, but it's a happy moment.
It's a happy moment. Well, I tried to tell Norm that yesterday.
You
like,
make it to 78 in broadcasting. That is unbelievable.
It's been
48 years in the same market.
It's been somber tones, but this is a moment for celebration.
Yes. Yay. Let's see if we can put a hole in the ceiling here.
Oh, George.
That's how champagne
went everywhere over the ceiling.
Oh, Chad's going to kill us. It's everywhere.
Man, you look like you just won a championship.
Never happened.
Killer's literally freaking out right now.
Where are the goggles?
We did put a hole in the...
What? That's the permanent Norm champagne stain right there.
Norm, that is your legacy.
You need to sign that, yes.
Look, you have to sign that.
Eli Manning.
Look
please
at that,
sign
George.
That, Norm.
Look at, you've got a whole champagne killer. Pattern on the ceiling.
No. How can I drive home? I smell like a...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please
champagne.
Get pulled over. No.
No, I haven't had a thing to drink.
It's on the window here in front of the ticker booth right now.
Pass it around.
Make
sure Norm and Mary get one for sure. Come on, Mayor Barry.
Give Mary two. Norm's going to be home the entire time. She needs a little more to drink.
Pass it around.
Ooh.
Keep passing. I don't know how many I got. Mm-hmm. 9 or 10.
That's the expensive stuff. I think that was $12.
Yes.
He stopped in at Walgreens right before he
used to be $8.50 before inflation hit.
Right.
Yeah, I understand.
This place smells like a brewery.
Yes, it does.
Dave,
it's not the first time
Norm
this place
has
smelled like a
brewery. Yes, Norm has one.
Everyone got one?
Yeah, you're good.
All right.
Okay.
Mary, this is for you.
Yeah, here's the mayor.
I'll tell you, she needs a double. Norm's going to be home every day. She's like, I'll take the bottle. Yeah, these guys pour what you need, I'll take the bottle.
Well, what we've arranged here is every day from 7:15 to noon, I'm going to go into the office and close the door.
Yeah.
Like I'm still gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the house functions with you better. I found out in my own house when I'm gone from the time that I'm supposed to be gone. And that's what COVID made you realize pretty quickly. I don't belong there at that time.
Yeah.
At all.
No.
At all.
You're like a guest.
Yes.
Yes.
You don't belong in your house either from 7 to noon. So, yes. Either just go hang out at the lake, you know, or just stay in your little office.
Or
and
in
don't
his
make
car. But he gets in his car to go get the mail. So maybe he can open and read his mail in the car.
Hey, yeah. That's where I napped yesterday afternoon.
In your car.
Right downstairs, yeah.
We had him on the floor of the garage.
I've heard with the tape around him.
Yeah, tape around him.
But people just
please
walking by,
touch.
Looking like, yeah, I expected that.
Kind of poking him.
It's an exhibit.
To the greatest radio career in Dallas-Fort Worth history.
To Norm!
Yay! Yes, sir! Yeah.
You bet. Thank you, lads.
Not bad.
Yeah.
This
pass
isn't
it
bad.
Could again.
You, this isn't
around
bad. Again. Could you grab me that tile, that ceiling tile to go?
Sorry.
He's just licking it in the car ride home.
Trying to squeeze it like a sponge, trying to get every drop out of it. Cat.
Yo, yo, yo. Norm.
Speak. Hi, Jeff.
Jeff. Hi, Corby. Hi, guys. Norm, on behalf of all your teammates in this room right here, on behalf of myself and Dan Bennett, all your teammates on the other side of the glass, we want to give you a major award today, Norm, in recognition of your legendary career from Cumulus Media. 48 years on Dallas-Fort Worth Sports Talk, 23 years at the Ticket, $8.9 million raised for the Austin Street Center.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. A Cumulus Media station.
That is beautiful.
That's nice. Now, that's not free, Norm. You're going to have to pay for that.
He has to have another Normathon to pay for that. Yeah. Raising money for his award.
Three more free drafts.
Right.
Could we not have rounded it up to $9 million raised for the Austin Street Center?
Spudged a little.
You only knew how persnickety Norm was with that amount every year when it came around. He would email me and tell me exactly to the dollar and to the penny what the amount was.
This is beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
That's okay. We got a little champagne everywhere.
Thank you. You have no idea how much I'll miss you. You have no idea how much I'll miss you all in the studio. I have come to think and believe of you, of some of my best friends, and some of the best professionals I have ever worked with. And given what I thought of you when I came here.
It's quite the turnaround.
It's quite the turnaround, yes. I could never believe that the move here would be the best thing that ever happened to me as a professional. I just couldn't believe that. But now that's the truth. Coming here to the Ticket is the best thing that ever happened to me in my work life. I can't, Monday will be a strange day. I won't know what to do with myself Monday. I'm serious. I've loved this business, and I've loved you all. And I just don't know what I'll do with myself on Monday. But we're going to find out. We're going to find out.
Maybe Monday you could just pretend it's guy's night out.
Oh. Damn.
Wow.
Damn, Dan, you make a joke out of everything.
There we go. That's the ender. That's the send off. Thank you, fellas. Really appreciate it. We'll come back. And it's Norm's last segment. Every day, 10 to noon. And we'll do that next here on The Ticket.
Mary, finish the bottle.
School's out.